Today we pray and intercede for the officials, both elected and non-elected, in the city of Barstow. A couple of bits of information about Barstow to help you in your prayers. It is a city that is plagued with poverty. It has the third highest poverty rate in San Bernardino County, just under Muskoy and Adelanto. It also has their crime grade is D-. However, there's a couple of people up for re-election this year, quite a few actually, two that are on the city council and several that are in the school districts. So let's lift them up, and we're going to use their code of ethics page to help us pray for them. It's an amazing page that they have come up with for as a city that they expect their staff, the community, the city council, and elected people to follow. So we're going to pray for them. So lift them up with me. We're going to lift up Dr. Paul Anthony Courtney, mayor. Mayor Pro Tem James Noble, who's up for re-election or for to be replaced. Councilmember Marilyn Dyer Cruz, Councilmember Barbara M. Rose, Councilmember Tim Silva, who's up for elections this year, City Manager Willie Hopkins Jr., Maribel Hernandez, Executive Assistant Brad Merrill Consulting, City Engineer, the City Clerk Andrea Flores, who's up for not up for election, and the City Treasurer Michael Lewis. The other people that are up for election that we lift up to you and we will pray for them is the Barstow Community College District, Area A and Area D. This is for the governing board. The Barstow Unified School District, three areas, and the Barstow Heights Community Services District. So these are all people that are up for election. Just another piece of information, in 2018, the City Council voted unanimously to place Measure Q, a public safety and city service measure, on the ballot, and 59% of the voters approved it. This allowed for them to collect a 1 cent sales tax that generated about $7 million for public safety and citywide service. It was helped maintain local fire protection, paramedic services, police services, neighborhood police patrols, crime prevention and investigation, maintain streets and parks, repair potholes, and help with reducing gang activity and drug-related crimes, which they do have problems with. So, Father God, we lift up these people. We pray that they will follow their ethics, that they would be fair and objective in their judgment and actions without consideration of their personal good, and with an understanding that their position is not for personal gain, but for public good, that they would conduct themselves in a way that would bring pride to the community and not in a way that would bring disdain, embarrassment, or mockery, that they would be independent, fair, and impartial in their judgment and actions, that they would perform as role models for the community within an atmosphere of respect and civility. They would understand the professional and personal conduct of members, but be above reproach and avoid even the slightest appearance of impropriety. Oh, these are great. Father, we pray that they would refrain from abusive conduct, personal charges, or verbal attacks upon the character or motives of other members of councils, boards, and commissions, staff, or the public. That they would perform their duties in accordance with the processes and rules of order established by the City Council, Board, Commissions governing the deliberation of their policy issues, to include meaningful involvement of the public and implementation of policy decisions, that they would prepare themselves for public issues, listen courteously and attentively to all public discussions before the body, and focus on the body at business at hand, that they would refrain from interrupting other speakers, making personal comments not germane to the business of the body, using gestures, facial expressions, or general body language that's offensive, discourteous, or otherwise interfering with the orderly conduct of meetings. They under oath said that they will always be honest with their fellow officials, the public, and others, and take responsibility for their actions even when it's difficult for them to do so. That the decisions they make may appear to be unpopular, but those decisions will be made in the public's best interest without knowingly using false or inaccurate information. That they would not accept unauthorized gifts or services, special considerations, or favors because of their position. That they will excuse themselves from participating in decisions where their family's financial interests might be affected, or they will use to gain their capacity to further personal advantage. And that even when they disagree, they will treat their fellow officials, staff, etc., in such a way that builds respect. That they are in this position to address the merits of proposals brought forth and not the personalities of those involved. That the decisions they make would be based on current research and facts as they look toward the short and long-term goals of the community. For the elected officials, we pray that community service would be their mission, as they say they quoted and have put in their code of ethics. That they would be open, respectful, and courteous. That they would understand what's being said to them is more important than being understood. Good old Stephen Covey there. That comes from a quote from his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. We also pray that they would not let anybody, that no one would have a higher priority than each citizen and any forthcoming generation, that they would have compassion, commitment to the needs of the citizens, that they would have integrity and honesty and reflected that in how they support the right thing in the long run, not what's right for them and their friends, that they would be loyal to the community and its future generations. We also pray for the non-elected officials that, as they say for their Barstow acronym, that staff and officials would serve on behalf of the Barstow citizens, that they would reflect dignity and integrity, their actions, that they would respect, be courteous and open to as they perform their work, that they would have service to their community as their primary goal. They would treat each person with the same level of respect and understanding they feel is due them, that they would offer to help, get involved, making ways for a better community, and that they would work together for the community of Barstow's long-term growth and well-being. We thank you, God, that a lot of these things are your standards: unity, respect, love, and appreciation. Some sound like the do unto others as you would like them to do unto you golden rule that comes from your word. And so, God, we pray that as they have established these ethics, that they will fulfill them and maybe even read them on occasion to remind them of the oath that they took in these positions. And we pray for the best people to be replacing the ones that are there or to keep those that are already there. In Jesus' mighty name.